Juliet, June 2nd. On the 2nd of June, he spoke for Dr. Grant's forum. And there, he was simpler. He manifested less. Or perhaps I should say manifested something different. A sort of brotherhood to the masses, still retaining his grandeur. And how he addressed himself to that meeting and to the heart of Percy Grant. The subject was, what can the Orient bring to the Occident? That subject in that church. Lua and I were in a front pew with Vali Ullah Khan and Mirza Mahmood. Suddenly, I was petrified to see Mason Ramey coming in through the door of the vestry room. When he was last in the Church of the Ascension, I was sitting beside him, engaged to him, while Percy thundered at me from the pulpit. The text of the sermon that Sunday was the same as the text today. What can the Orient bring to the Occident? Nothing but disease and death, said Percy, his eyes on me. And God wants us to live. He wants us to live. But the speaker this time was the master. He said, the Orient brings to the Occident the manifestations of God. Then he defined the church as that collective center which, attracting many diverse elements, united them into one ordered system. Adding that the church was but a reflection of the real collective center, the shepherd, who, whenever his sheep become scattered, reappeared to unite them. So the church established by God's manifestation was the law of God. And when Christ said to Peter, on thee will I build my church, he meant he would build his law upon Peter. Upon him Christ built the law of God, by which all peoples and creeds were afterward unified. The Master had said it again to Percy, be thou like Peter. But this was his message sent by me last summer. When, at the end of the marvelous address, Percy stepped out into the chancel, it was another man I saw, a man touched by the hand of God, shaken to the very roots of his being. As Marjorie said, he looked ill and strangely upset. He could scarcely articulate. The questions followed. It is the custom of the forum to ask questions. In the center of the chancel sat the master, Dr. Grant on his right in the choir stall, Dr. Farid behind him. How at home the master looked there. He pushed back his turban and smiled as he answered, often very wittily. Once he raised one finger high. I caught my breath then. He was like Jesus in the synagogue, confronting the scribes and the Pharisees. Except that his audience weren't Pharisees.